Ucu çamak, ucu çamak, ucu, ucu, ucu çamak.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Hello and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we are talking with John Monroe with the Natural Vision out of Colorado. How are you doing today, John?
Doing all right. Down here in Boulder, we're drying out from the flood.
Oh yeah, the flooding that's going on. We're expecting snow later this week.
Right, it might snow here on Friday.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like in the forecast right now.
Yeah, they said it might snow Friday, and then Saturday it'll be 80 degrees again.
Oh man, yeah, that's just crazy, the weather.
The weather.
So, John, you're here today to talk a little bit about Dr. Deborah Banker, correct?
Right, that's an eye doctor that I worked with for like 15 years in her clinic, and she was an ophthalmologist and did, she was a cataract eye surgeon, but she found ways to help improve eyesight and eye diseases without surgery and drugs, and how to, teach people to prevent getting these problems, mm-hmm. they could do to improve them. So instead of just going after the symptom of a problem and helping that, she's was trying to go after the cause. You know, why are people nearsighted? Why can't people read small print? You know, why do people have poor night vision?
Right.
You know, why are people getting cataracts and glaucoma and macular degeneration? So for 22 years in her clinic, she studied eye diseases and did research and worked with clients and kind of developed her own way of working with these problems.
Hmm.
So she was more like an eye specialist.
Okay.
And basically, it's natural vision improvement, and I'm a natural vision improvement educator, and I was trained by her in how to do this and work with it, and I had to take over the business a few years ago. She passed away, so I've had to run it, and I have another doctor working with me that worked with her. She's a kinesiologist, so she's like my partner, and we're, just carrying on Dr. Banker's work and products and things for people because, there's a lot of money involved in
mm-hmm.
putting all this together. And she went to universities for 15 years, and studied medicine. So most doctors go 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, it was just a different situation. I met her. I had some eye problems, and that's how I met her back in 1991. So anyway, we are still here and running everything, and we work with nearsightedness, that's trouble seeing far away. We work with presbyopia, that's trouble reading small print.
Mm-hmm.
There's farsightedness, which that means you can see way far away good, and you can read small print, but maybe 10 feet in front of you it's blurry. And that's the effect from farsightedness that people get. Sometimes they confuse that with presbyopia. They think they can't see small print. They're farsighted.
Right.
So we also work with all the eye diseases and other problems the eyes have. And we also work with, high blood pressure, weight loss, arthritis, diabetes, cancer, all these different problems that people get because the way you're feeling has a lot to do with how your vision's going to be working, and your attitude has a lot to do with your eyesight, your liver, kidney, and spleen, your diet, your environment. So the eyes are real sensitive to everything that's going on. They're like kind of a thermometer in the body. So things that you're eating, too much alcohol can dehydrate the eye. Cigarettes, all the chemicals in it are real sensitive and can affect the eye, the retina and the inner linings of the eye. So your diet's real important, what you're eating. Animal fats and other things that can clog up blood vessels and little capillaries and microcapillaries that can cause problems in the retina. That's in the retina is the inner lining of your eye.
Right.
It's the thickness of tissue paper. And the blood vessels that come into the retina, they're the size of a human hair. They're really small blood vessels. And if you don't have good circulation of blood through those blood vessels, the retina is not getting enough blood, oxygen, and nutrition, and it can start, the cells can start swelling up and dying in the macular area. And that's how you can start developing, you know, macular degeneration. Mm. Diabetics have problems with blood circulation to the eye, and that's how they get diabetic retinopathy. It's just poor circulation of blood and oxygen getting into the cells.
Right.
So from all the research and studies she did on these eye diseases, you know, she would figure out what's causing these problems, Dr. Banker, and that's, you know, what she taught me. The kidneys have a lot of fine blood vessels in them, your brain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's capillaries, microcapillaries. So if you have too much animal fat in your blood, or there's another problem people have, it's called blood cell clumping, and that's where the red blood cells are sticking together. And they're forming like a row of blood cells, kind of like a roll of quarters. And then they try to get through these little blood vessels and capillaries, and they can't. And they can clog up the blood vessel. So Rouleau, you know, blood cell clumping, they also call it blood cell aggregation. You know, people could be tested for that. They just take a little blood from your finger and put it under a certain microscope and look at it, and they can see if your blood cells are sticking together.
Wow.
So that's another problem that's hurting people. You know, leaky gut is a big problem. A lot of toxins getting in the blood, causing a lot of problems. So it's real important what you're eating and being aware of these things.
Right. John, now, excuse me, John, they always say that the eyes are the window into the soul, you know, and it seems like the eyes are a very important part of the body. What work did Dr. Deborah Banker work with? What were some alternative ways that she would treat these symptoms?
Well, she worked, you know, when she went to school, she studied Western medicine, but she also studied Chinese medicine, medicine of Tibet, medicine of India. Mm. She also was an acupuncturist, an herbologist, a general practitioner. So, like I said, she went to universities for 15 years,
right,
right out of high school. And she, you know, was highly educated. So she, when she was in the universities, she had to read a lot. And she got to a point where she couldn't even read. Her eyes got so messed up from reading so much. She had to hire people to read for her. And she came across a book that had some eye exercises. Not very much, just a few eye exercises. And it was by Dr. Bates. He developed this back in the 30s and early 40s.
Okay.
And he was teaching bomber pilots how to do this at night, you know, so they would see better. And
okay.
You know, have better night vision. So anyway, she did some of these exercises, and within a month, she could read again. You know, and it just that book, you know, finding that kind of, you know, got her on to another path besides just doing surgery and, you know, prescribing drugs.
Right.
And then when she started studying Chinese medicine and Tibetan medicine and medicine of India, she started learning more about eye exercises and acupressure points you can work with and your diet, and, you know, from eye doctors in different countries and what they're doing. So that's how she kind of got started on this, and she developed it's called the Self-Help Vision Care Kit, and you can get this kit and work with it at home. Everything you need's in here. You don't have to go anywhere to do this.
Mm.
And it's for all ages. I mean, adults get these and teach their kids how to do it. You know, teenagers, we've got people all the way up into their 90s that have worked with these kits that she's developed. And it contains a manual. There's a DVD. There's some CDs in there. There's some other laminated eye charts that come with it. And it's one of the best vision improvement kits on the market. You know, it's very complete and comprehensive and has everything in there that she studied and worked with for 22 years in her clinic on her patients. So basically, if it's not in there, it didn't do much. And she had stuff from China and Tibet and India and other countries that she was studying and working on. So you can see that on our website, and it's a great product for people.
Right. Now, John, where can people, if they're interested in getting this kit, where can they go to get that?
Well, on our website, you can see our products. You can see where I'm doing radio shows or where we have, workshops coming up. We do workshops on these.
Okay.
And the thing about our website, you can't order products through the website. You can see them, but if you want to order something or need more information, you need to call the office. The because I can't just have people ordering these things and I don't know what they are.
Right.
You know, I'm not selling shoes or vinyl.
Right.
But anyway, the website is drbanker.com. It's drbanker.com.
Okay.
And I'm also here in my office in Boulder, Colorado, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. We're on mountain time here.
Right, right.
And the office number you can call is 303-494-4532. And, you know, I'm usually here when you call. So
right.
If I'm not, just leave a message. So that's 303-494-4532. And the website is drbanker.com.
Right. John, we're about out of time, but is there anything else you wanted to mention before I let you go?
Like I said, this is for all ages. You know, it takes a few minutes to run through these exercises and work with this. But, you know, I've been doing this over 20 years, and a lot of people have had a lot of improvement with this, and it does work. It's just more people need to learn about it.
Right. It seems that it's a very, very promising product that more people need to be more aware of.
So take a look at the site, and you can call me. Anybody that needs some questions, we don't charge, you know,
okay,
to help out with that.
But, all right.
Just give us a buzz, and thanks for having me on, and we'll do it again.
Yeah, sounds good, John. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
All right, Warren. I'll talk to you later.